How you doing, Bill?
Hey, John.
As you're trying to prepare for, well, last week and this week and all this stuff going around about your job, is that a distraction or does it affect anything you're doing in preparation with your players?
Absolutely not. No, there's no distraction. Like I said after the game, I really enjoy coaching this team. You know, I think one of the things about coming to work here every day is it's a great place to work because, you know, you have really good people here and you got a bunch of great players that really understand the meaning of hard work and have put a lot of time into this thing. And then the other thing is our staff. I really enjoy working with our staff. Had a good staff meeting this morning trying to get going here on obviously a very difficult challenge for us and just enjoy every day.
When you think back about how your defense was made up and how you guys were playing the first time you played, what are some differences and changes you guys have now?
You know, Sarah, I'm probably not going to go down that road. You know, I think that it's a long season. You know, I think, you know, we try to divide the season in some ways into quarters, you know, so, you know, that was the first quarter of the season, and now, you know, we're into the fifth quarter of the season, you know, and so I think both teams are totally different. Yeah. Yeah, great football coach. Communicates well. You know, very knowledgeable of the game. You know, let's beyond football. Great family guy, father, husband. You know, we have a lot of guys like that on our staff, and very proud of the staff. The staff has done a nice job this year of preparing the players and being in the position we're in, and, you know, Mike's a big part of that. He does a great job for us.
You know, they ran for, what, 185, Blunt had over 100 in your run defense over the last 10s, only giving up 75. How much better do you feel about your run defense compared to the way it was early?
I mean, you know, again, it's a – I always say this, it's a progress league. It's about improvement. It's about, you know, getting better week in and week out. And I think that's an area that we've really improved upon. You know, we've done a really good job both schematically, but especially our players have done an excellent job of doing their jobs against the run and tackling well. And, you know, we've been a difficult defense to run on. Now it's a whole different challenge. This is a whole different challenge. You know, you've got a really good offensive line. You've got an excellent scheme that goes fast and changes personnel groups, a lot of different backs that they use. They're just a very well coached team and really good players. So it's just another challenge for us that we have to really meet.
Mickey, I wanted to ask you about that had been problematic throughout the year. The red zone, you went 3-for-3, and then yeah. You had 0 sacks. I think the previous 2 weeks had been 8 total sacks.
Right.
Thoughts on those two areas that showed some improvement?
I mean, they had to improve, you know, in order for us to be able to move on. We had to improve those areas. And, you know, the thing about the red area is we've been in the red area. It's the problem is you can't keep kicking field goals down there. And so finally we were able to convert our red area possessions into touchdowns. And a lot of that had to do with the defense, Aaron, you know, that Clowney's interception down there obviously gave us the ball inside the 5-yard line. That was a great play, and we were able to play complimentary football and put the ball in the end zone. And, you know, that's what you have to do in this time of the year. And, you know, we did that, and I think that's important. Okay. And I think the 0 sacks, I gave a game ball to the offensive line. You know, those guys played their butts off.
After watching the film, what are some areas that you know that y'all will have to improve on this week if you know to be successful?
Watching the Raider film?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think every game's different. So, you know, there are little things like alignments, communication calls, trying to make sure that we're seeing things through the same set of eyes. But then there are many things that don't apply, you know, that don't apply to what the Patriots do. So we have to do a good job tomorrow when we bring our players in of understanding what those are. Like what carries over from the Raider game and what doesn't. Like, let's not waste time with the things that don't carry over, and let's make sure we get these things corrected. And that's how you have to go about it. But there's always room for improvement. Again, that's what the league's all about, is who can improve the fastest to get to where you want to go.
Bill, can you just talk about the challenges of preparing for a guy like Tom Brady?
I mean, you know, look, the guy's, I think it's 17 years now. You know, I've stated, you know, many times that to me he's the best quarterback to play the game. He's done it with different types of teams, different teammates. You know, he's a great quarterback. And So, you know, in preparation for him, it's very difficult. I mean, you have to make sure that, number one, that you do your job, that your players understand what their role in the game is and how they're supposed to perform on every single play. They're going to make their share of plays. You know, I think one of the big things for us is we have to play good, sound, fundamental football. And they're the type of team that, you know, if you make too many mistakes, they're going to bury you. And so we have to do a good job, not to be perfect, but we have to limit our mistakes regardless of defense, offense, or special teams.
Is there an update on Tom Savage's situation?
Yeah, he's out of the concussion protocol, and so he'll be ready to practice. He should be ready to go tomorrow.
You had six plays of about 15 yards or more in the second quarter. What was it that made the offense look that way during the second quarter as opposed to some of the other games?
Well, I think I'd give the players credit. I would definitely give the offensive line credit, you know, that we were able to have some time to complete some passes down the field and to DeAndre, to the tight ends, to Fuller. You know, so I think everybody understood what we needed to do to improve, and we were able to go out there and do it. It still wasn't perfect, and there's still a lot of room for improvement. We all know that, but I thought we played overall our best game offensively, and we still have a lot to improve upon, which is what we'll work on this week.
Well, I think the way you phrased it last week, once you're in the tournament, you're playing to win a championship. Do those feelings intensify as you advance and the team kind of builds some momentum here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I think it's, you know, in this, you know, this is still a fairly young organization relative to, you know, a lot of organizations in this league. And, you know, this is, you know, last week was only the third playoff win in this organization's history. And, you know, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And, you know, now it's about taking another step and taking a step that's, you know, it's going to be a very challenging step to take. We all understand that, but we're looking forward to the challenge. And I think when you sit back and you think about it and you talk to your team, hey, you got a great opportunity. There's only eight teams left. And so, you know, there's only eight teams left, and I think that's a great opportunity for our players. And our players do a good job of understanding, you know, basically ignoring the noise and making sure that they know, look, we come in here, we go to work, we go up there, we focus, we play hard. We'll see what happens.
Bill, obviously everybody talks about Brady, but they've given up the fewest points in the league. You know, you've given up the fewest yards. They've given up the fewest points. Could you talk about how they've managed that this year, especially avoiding some injuries and Collins going to Cleveland?
Yeah, they've done a great job, Matt. You know, both coordinators, obviously I know well, Josh McDaniels on offense and Matt Patricia on defense. Both those guys are great football coaches. They've done an excellent job with both units. You know, defensively, they pose a lot of problems. They're number one is they're very well coached. To me, they don't have any weaknesses. They're strong in the secondary, strong at the second level, and strong up front. They pose problems to you in different situations, third down, red area, first and second down. You know, and the whole thing for our offense is we have to go up there and we have to make sure that we take care of the football and execute the game plan to the best of our ability. And understand that, look, you know, once you go up there, you've got to go in there and play with the mindset that you're going to do that you're going to execute the game plan and you're going to do it at the highest level on every play. That's what we're going to try to do.
Does it start for them with stopping the run, which they've done really well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think stopping the run in this league is big. I mean, I think that if you can get teams behind the eight ball as far as, you know, second and 10, which leads to third and 10, and then if there's a TFL, it may lead to, you know, second and 12, third and 12, and that's not where you want to be offensively. And so I think just like our defense, and maybe in a different way, one of the keys to both of these defenses, their ability to stop the run.
Ode Ibushi saw a lot of time at left guard during the game. Was that because of an injury to Xavier Suafilo? And if so, is that going to be something going forward in the game?
No, there was no injury. We feel good about Xavier. We think Xavier's done a good job, but we also know that Ode's practiced well. He's played some right, like you said, Paul, in the game. He played on the left. And we just have a three-man rotation there. You know, I think at this time of the year, keeping guys fresh, we don't want to mess with the five guys up front too much. But we definitely look at Ode and Lamb as six and seven. And those are important roles for us. And so those guys play some.
How do you convince players to do something that so few have done? Only two teams, Baltimore and the Jets, have beaten them in Gillette since Bill and Brady got together.
How do you
convince them to do something that so few have been able to do?
Yeah, I don't know if you go down that road. I mean, you know, though, it's a different year. You know, every year is different. It's not about convincing. Our players are going to walk in here tomorrow with the mindset that, that they've earned the right to be here and that they're looking forward to the challenge. You know, that we're going to go up there and first, before we go up there, we're going to have a great week of practice. We're going to focus on what we need to do to learn the game plan, to execute the game plan and practice, and then go up there and play aggressively and play to win. And that's what we're going to do. We're not going to talk about, you know, what went on in the past, 2001, 2004, 3, 9, 10, 11. It doesn't matter as it relates to Saturday night. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is how each team prepares this week and preparation for the game Saturday night.
What did you think about the way Lamar looked after having a couple weeks off to get healthy?
Good. No, I think he looked good. I think it was good to have him back in there. I thought it was the right move for his health, for our football team to do what we did. I don't think he was totally 100% for the last 2 weeks of the season, and I think he feels better now. And, you know, he's meant a lot to our team. You know, I've said that to you guys throughout the year. I mean, he's a pro. He does a really good job of bringing a great work ethic in here every single day, and we've really enjoyed coaching him.
The same vein of not looking in the past or talking about that, when you see that you guys are huge underdogs, is that something you use as motivation or you just totally ignore?
I mean, why, you know, again, like, what does that matter? You know what I mean? Like, what does that matter? The only thing that matters is what takes place in between the lines on Saturday night. So, no, I don't really go too much to the Vegas betting line. I don't think that would be really a good motivational tool this week.
Playing clean football, you've had some issues fielding kicks. How do you kind of clean that up in a week to make sure that doesn't happen? Because that was an issue the first time you went up there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have, Greg, you're right. I mean, you know, some of it is there's been some miss hits. We've got to coach those better as far as how to field those. Some of it is understanding the flight of the ball. Now we're going into a game where obviously we're playing outdoors, so it'll be a little bit different. You know, we're going to have to get there early, see what the weather's like, things like that. But, you know, we have confidence in Tyler Irvin. You know, Tyler Irvin's done a nice job for us this year. We think that he's made a difference for us when he's been in there. He returned one for a touchdown. We ran into the kicker. But I thought that was an excellent return by him. Not everybody was blocked on that play, and he took it back to the end zone. So, you know, I think that, like I said, we have confidence in him, and we'll see how it goes during the week.
You were part of it for 5 years. So what is it that makes them so tough in January at home?
Yeah, you know, they've been there, they've done it. They have a veteran quarterback, they have a great football coach, head coach, they have an excellent staff. I mean, there's guys on that staff, you know, you talk about McDaniels and Patricia, but then you've got Dante Scarnecchia, who's an excellent line coach. You've got Brian Flores on defense, who's an excellent football coach. Chad O'Shea coached the receivers, you know, when I was there. I mean, Nick Caserio, who kind of does everything for him. I mean, he's not just in personnel. He does a lot of different things for him. I mean, they've just got really bright people in the building and then great players. And they've been able to sustain, and I think that's a testament to Coach Belichick, Mr. Kraft, and their ability to do that. Again, you know, all we need to do is take care of our business this week and make sure that when we go up there, we're ready to play. We go in there and play aggressively, play smart, and we're up to the challenge.
How's Quentin Demps doing? Does he have a shot to play in this game?
I think that'll be day-to-day. I think we'll decide that towards closer to game time, Aaron.
I know this has nothing to do with the game, but ESPN just reported that the Jaguars have hired Doug Marrone as their next head coach. What does that mean to you? Obviously, you're close with Doug Marrone.
It's a great hire. I mean, that's a smart hire. He's one of my closest friends, known him for 20 years, 21 years, great family. His wife, Helen, got great kids. But the thing about Doug is he's a football coach. He's a football guy. He knows how to coach football. He's a tough coach. He's demanding, and his teams are well prepared. So I think that's a very good hire by Jacksonville.